get your gun, your trusty 45. Run, son, run, get your gun, your trusty 45. Run, son, run, get your gun, if you wanna stay alive. Big Daddy Brown is back in town, says he gonna gun you down. Big Daddy Brown is back in town, says he gonna gun you down. Run, son, run, get your 45, if you wanna stay alive. Run, son, run, get your gun, you gotta face Big Daddy Brown. Run, son, run, get your gun, you gotta face Big Daddy Brown. Run, son, run, but on your way, take a little time to breathe. Run, son, run, but on your way, take a little time to breathe. Big Daddy Brown won't mess around, he'll shoot you if he can. Big Daddy Brown won't mess around, he'll shoot you if he can. Run, son, run, run, get your gun, prove to him that you're a man. Run, son, run, get your gun, you gotta face Big Daddy Brown. Run, son, run, get your gun, you gotta face Big Daddy Brown. Run, son, run, but on your way, take a run, but on your way, take a little time to pray.
Hey, that's cool. I didn't know that until you discovered it.
Yes, you're very welcome.
She bought it, and I said, no, you don't. I buy it from you. That's pretty cool.
Sometimes I just don't have a choice.
This was Jimmy James, Run, Son, Run, on the Cull label. Never seen, never heard. It's pretty cool. It's got a pretty, for a rather quiet record, a pretty badass guitar and nice piano in there. And it reminded me of the fact that I recently purchased a copy of You Better Run by Randy Hopps, which is always an evergreen to me. An evergreen.
Evergreen.
And like last Christmas.
Oh, man.
This was supposed to be a live show. We didn't make it. It was technical difficulties as usual. You know, when everything, we like to mess up. We always do. We announced, Skaba, you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, we're gonna now do it's a live dead show.
It's a dead show. It wasn't a live show.
I thought when we do live and it's the 13th show, we do all happy and go lucky and yes, sunshine and unicorns. But since the live show didn't work, we'll do dead.
Where's the echo? Does the echo not work? Hello, Mr. Echo? Hello?
There you go.
The subject of this show was supposed to be
it's still on, isn't it?
Let's try to pronounce it. Oh no, it's off the monitor. Triskaidekaphobia.
Triskaidekaphobia.
That is the word for when you fear of number 13, which I never understood. I never got the point, and people tattooing lucky 13s in their neck or something.
Well, there's luck. The number 13 is also luck, but it is also unlucky, which makes no sense.
None of those things make sense at all, but yeah.
Yeah, but still, people still don't have the 13th floor.
Yes. That's still the case, yeah. Really. At 2020, we still have not
think
have a 13th floor.
There was recently I was somewhere and I was like, 13th floor. I've never seen that before. But I think it might have been Germany. I think in the U.S. it's more common in the U.S. than here. I don't know.
No, we don't have that kind of thing. I never understood that.
I didn't even know that thing. Yeah, I haven't looked into it, but so yeah. Since we're doing the 13th show, I have a little bit of I don't know.
We don't have anything here that would fit to this, but yeah.
No, we have
a title.
In China, it's a really big thing. The number 13. There's also, I forget which.
It means luck in China.
But there's, but yes. once one part of China means luck and the other part means bad luck. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's bad luck.
I don't remember which one, so.
But speaking of China.
I figured I'd play the Chinese Maid, which I wish I had on the Maid label, but I do not. So
it's too expensive. It's a good record, though.
Yeah, I've seen one recently, and I almost went for it, and I couldn't. And my pockets were not deep enough.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is the DJ Jamboree reissue.
They did a lot. I wonder if anybody has the entire DJ Jamboree reissue collection, because they're all good. They didn't put out any crap, and yeah.
Yeah, and this is the Tennessee Drifters on DJ.
And it originally came out under the name of Tommy Moreland.
Tommy Moreland.
That was his name.
I kept forgetting the name all this whole time. Yeah, let's start the show.
It's a great record. I really like it. I don't know.
We might have some 13 theme stuff, but
we don't have any 13 really. Theme stuff. We just, you know, we needed to introduce the show.
Actually, we don't
with
have any happy stuff either. So here we go.
We never do. But after that, I got a record that goes together well with the Run Sun Run record, and you may even think he's gonna play this. It's the obvious choice, but I do it anyway. Here we go.
A tavern, Chinese wonderland. Sit down at the table when I meet you, smile. As I reach to love her, this is what she said: please don't leave your Chinese maid. I'll always be your Chinese maid.
Run, but But let me tell you, sport, don't sell that monkey short, cause he's a traveling son of a gun.
Well, run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Woo!
Boogity. You better get up and well, you better move your tail before he feels it up full of lead.
Parking lot down along the avenue. The monkey said, Red, you made a man out of me. Now I'm gonna make a monkey out of you. Give me your car keys and give me your watch. Give them to me or I'll shoot. I'm gonna put on your brand new Stetson hat and go to town in your new brown suit.
Well, run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun and he's aiming it at your head.
Yes, I did it. What an this is a true evergreen. What a horrible word for a song. Of course, that was the Coasters' Run, Red, Run. And why did this go together so good with Run, Son, Run? Not just because of the title, but Run, Son, Run was on the Carl label. And of course, lead singer of the Coasters was Carl Gardner. And personally, I mean, it is just, in my little world, it is physically not possible to dislike the Coasters. And I personally think also that one of the greatest cooperations in music history was Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller writing fantastic songs that were just so perfect to be performed by the Coasters. And I don't know, there's very few material by those guys that is not great. And so, yes, you gotta have some Coasters. There's no doubt about it.
Coasters. We're gonna coast on and coast, keep on coasting.
And the cat.
This is something I found recently, and since he played an animal-themed kind of a killing.
It was a gun-themed thing. It was a whole gun-themed thing.
Yeah. I thought I'd play The Cat, which is actually, I think, if I remember the lyrics, it was something about a cat killing... A killing cat.
You spoiled it.
Anyway.
We don't play the Cat by Rod Willis. We play The Cat by...
The Landsman. It's a folk record. The South Coast Records label.
It is an interesting thing. It's sort of a poppy, folky thing.
Yeah,
but it's
kind of
cute. It is a cute record.
So here we go. And the cat for 13, you know. I don't know if it's maybe it's a black cat.
I think now it's getting really silly to make things up here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, he had problems of his own. He had an old yeller cat wouldn't let him alone. He tried and he tried to give that thing away. He gave him to a man that was going far away. But the cat came back the very next day. Well, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Well, the man on the corner said he'd shoot that cat on sight. Loaded up his shotgun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for that cat to come around. 97 pieces of that man was all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. Well, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Well, I gave him to a boy with a $10 note. I said, take him out.
tied a rope around his neck and it must have weighed a pound. To Marley dredged the river for the little boy had drowned.
But the cat came back the very next day. Well, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Well, the atom bomb fell just the other day.
The H-bomb fell in the very same way. Germany went, Russia went, the USA.
But the cat came back the very next day. Well, the cat came back. You know, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Hey, pretty baby, how about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? I love your crazy, crazy walk, your turn, dove nose, and your southern drawl. Ooh-wee! How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? In fancy clothes, our old blue jeans, you're the prettiest thing I've ever seen. Ooh-wee! How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? Now you can keep your movie stars. I'll take my baby like her bar. Ooh-wee! How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? How about me, pretty baby, baby, baby? How about me? They say that marriage is the thing. You say the word, I'll buy the ring. How about me, pretty baby, baby? How about me? How about me? How about me? How about me? How about me?
Oh yeah, how about it? Yeah, true classic slap bass bopper. I always love that. It's a really cute song. I really like that. After playing Jimmy James, I played you Jimmy Johnson. How about me, pretty baby?
JJ!
On Viv. And what I read, I think this record was for sale somewhere and I needed to buy it. So I thought, man, that's good. It's a good deal. And I found out later that all the copies I've seen of that were all repro, promo copies, white label promo copies. And this seems to be a 70s pressing. I think nobody's ever seen the actual legit pressing from the 50s. Because, yeah, I thought I have an original, so it is sort of one because it just came out too late. But it is a good record anyway. It's the other side's Cat record. Daddy. Equally good.
Why didn't you play Cat Daddy? I just played the cat.
No, I didn't. that was my, you know.
There. Oh, yeah, the Jimmy James.
Yes. And, yeah, Arcasio on guitar, as on the all the Sanford Clark records I played recently.
Excellent. I'm going to break up the party.
You're going to break up the party? Why is that? There she goes.
So I'm going to play Texas Millionaire. I'm excited. I've looked for this record for a little while now. So
Scala always buys records. Just if the word Texas is in the title, she buys it anyway.
And Millionaire. No, I'm just kidding.
No. You can't buy a millionaire.
This is a really cute song. I like it a lot. yeah, I guess Texas is something I also look for in songs, but they're not all good and I don't buy them all. So, but this one's Tabby West on the Decca label and it's cute. I like it. So,
let's listen.
$80 million, a bulging in his jeans, and all that dough he throws the bank I wrote to Texas millionaire. You should see his highbrow cattle. I'm giving you the facts. His 1,000 full-dressed cowboys riding herd and Cadillacs. I'm on the right track. So happy, already taking vows. I'll bet you all I own, I'll be high owner of them cows. You see, I learned some roping tricks way down around Times Square. Tricks that taught me how to rope my Texas
town. There was a 13 of women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town was me, with 13 of women and only one man in town. I had two gals every morning serving my breakfast in bed. Telling you, Jack, one rubbed my back while another one rubbed my head. Two gals gave me my money, two gals to buy my clothes, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about 40 carats, I suppose. 13 women and only one man in town. Yes, there was a 13 women and only one man in town. And Lord, I was having a ball, 'cause just like a fool I tried to love them all. 13 women and only one man in town. I had 13 beautiful women giving everything they could. Well, you'd think that I was the only man alive, 'cause they sure kept me feeling good. Lord knows I was living, but just how long could I last? Then I decided I better say goodbye, 'cause these gals were driving me too fast. 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. Well, I can't tell you where I've been, 'cause I kind of think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women and only one man in town. Imagine 13 women and me the only man in town. 13 women and me the only man in town.
Oh, yeah. 13 women. That's the only thing we have to say here for episode number 13. Dickie Thompson was that. And I didn't play it off an original because I don't have it. I have it on an LP. And it's pretty cool. It came out on Herald in 54.
It's a really good women. LP, though.
It is a great compilation that I have in my hand here. And yeah, 13 women, many versions of that. Chance Halliday. I'm going to play some Chance Halliday after that because I don't have his version, but I have something else by him.
Yeah, that was a big difference between songs. The song I played, Beryl, is not a big fan of. My hillbilly, over-the-top hillbilly music. But yeah, so I'm going to bring it down again. And this is Betty Foley.
Betty Foley.
Yeah, Foley. And it's Old Moon on the Bandera label.
Mm-hmm.
You just came up to see if he was with me, to laugh if I was standing here alone. He's with someone else and we both know it. Don't need no moonlight when I'm all alone. Tell all the stars to just stop shining. Tell them one and all that they're too late. 'Cause you and I both know I have no love. He just went walking, there's no need to wait. Just go on back down. Tell the wind don't blow and you old moon stop smiling. Don't need you now, so just go on back down. Old moon, I don't think you hit me. I guess we'll just leave well enough alone. He's acting just like we are total strangers. Don't need you now, so just go on back down.
Too young, too young. It's very too young. How old should we be? There once was a time they were just as young as we. It's right up. I got the teenage blues. They say we don't know the real facts of life. They say we're too young for a husband and a wife. It's right up. I got the teenage blues. First they tell us that we don't know what it's all about, that we need a guiding hand. And then they turn around and tell us with a shout, we're the future of this great big land. I don't know what to do, they got me so confused. They contradict themselves so much, I'm gonna blow a fuse. It's right up, I got the teenage blues. Tell us that we don't know what it's all about, that we need a guiding hand. And then they turn around and tell the wind stop, near the future of this great big land. I don't know what to do, they got me so confused. They contradict themselves so much, I'm gonna blow a fuse. Straight up, I got the teenage blues. I got the teenage blues. I got the teenage blues.
Woo! Yeah! This is still one of my favorite 45s, actually. And I played you the absolute monster other side of that. This is Charles Walton and the Cool Cats. That was Teenage Blues and 4/4 Time I played you before. That's definitely one of my favorite recordings ever made. And the other side is just as good. And just,
the double cider. That's a really good one, Bearable.
I know it is. You better be.
Well, I'm going to play No More, No More, No More by Bobby Lord.
You would be much more jealous if I had the original of that.
What?
Because No More, No More, No More, the original is done by Monroe Moe Jackson in 1949,
an
absolutely incredible record. I absolutely love that. And it's funny, the funny story about this, Bobby Lloyd covered that, and it's pretty much a country blues sound with a real teddy bear voice. And I guess Bobby Lloyd was kind of mocking this typical black country blues style that the original was supposed to be made of. But I'm telling you that Monroe Moe Jackson was not even black. He made a perfect country blues black impersonation. And then Bobby Lord thought he did a black impersonation of a guy who actually did himself a black impersonation. But the record is just fantastic. I love Bobby Lord's version, but I would kill for an original. It's only on 78.
That would be nice.
On, what was it? Mercury, I think. It's not that rare, but I didn't come across
it. Well, this one's on Columbia. But yeah, yes. I think the original was on Mercury.
Yes. And yes, I would love to play the original after that, but I can't.
Sorry. Maybe Let's one day, you never know. Of Sometimes course. We said we wish we had this and we'll never have it. And then the next few shows, what do you know? We got it.
Here we go.
As I'm walking down the road with my head hanging low, I thought I heard my soldier say, "Johnny, cause my bow, go away from my door. I don't want you no more, 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 no more." In the jails from the pan of peas, I thought I heard a runner come rattling the keys. Go away from my door, I don't want you no more, 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 no more. If your lady ever leaves you and you want her back, just call her like this, and 9 times out of 10 that woman will come and run. Now listen to this. Mama, 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 come to your daddy now.
Oh, child, you're killing me. You're killing me, graveyard dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a goner, yes sirree, they'll be coming after me. Well, of all of my kin, I'm the blackest sheep, so you'd better bury me deep. Gone and bury, bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Well, I lied and I stole and I've cheated too. I've done every evil thing a man can do. A robber and a liar, he can get off cheap. But a killer, good Lord, you got to bury him deep. Bury, bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Woman, don't you carry on, find a good man when I'm gone. Ain't no use for you to wail and weep. We'll buy a black tombstone and bury me deep. Bury, bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury, bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Stack my bones in a little old heap and dig a big hole and bury me deep. Bury me deep, bury me deep, bury me deep, bury me deep,
bury me deep.
This is another one of those absolute classic popcorn monster double-siders. Chance Halliday, I told you about that. He does a version of 13 Women. And that was Lucky Me and Bury Me Deep on the Bulldog label. And as you heard, he was a sinner, Bury Me Deep. Tragic story here to tell. Was it the last episode or the one before? We played you Trini Lopez.
It was the show before.
Before. We played you a record by Trini Lopez, and I think 3 days after we recorded this, you told me that Trini Lopez died from COVID-19.
It was a week or something later.
He is one of the million people dying from COVID-19. He was already old. I mean, yeah, but still, I can't not say that he did a version of Fever, and yes, he died from a killer version of Fever because it was a killer version. Anyway, it is so bad. I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Trini Lopez, he was great. And yes.
And he's also from Dallas.
Well, he's Mexican. And he came from Mexico to Dallas, grew up there. And Chance Halliday said, well, I'm a sinner. And now I know. And so did.
Bury Me Deep.
Bury Me Deep. So did
Trini Lopez.
Because he was a sinner, not a saint. Which is actually not true, because I think he was a good guy. So, yes, thank you, Trini, and thank you for this song and all the others. And have fun up there. Sorry, we just purchased that copy and we never listened to it. It sounded completely compressed, over-compressed and fake reverby. It's a German pressing. I don't know why they did that. The recording we all know sounds much better. I'm sorry, but here is something else. Last show, I think I wanted to play Lonnie Donegan. And now I do. Lorelei. This is great. One of my favorite Lonnie Donegan records. Here it is.
Girl in Burma, in a town they call Rangoon. Her lips were hot as curry in the heat of the afternoon. Her kisses were so spicy, I thought my lips would fry. But I never knew what kissing was like. It's Lorelai, Lorelai, Lorelai. I kissed a girl in Africa out on the Ivory Coast. But every time she kissed me back, my ears would burn like toast. Kissed me ocean deeply, and she kissed me mountain high, 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 high. But I never knew what kissing was till I kissed Lorelai, Lorelai, Lorelai. I kissed a girl in London town right underneath Big Ben. And as her lips was a touching mine, the clock was striking ten. She kissed me there in April, and it lasted till July. But I never knew what kissing was till I kissed Lorelai, Lorelai. I kissed a girl in the Holy Land by the Sea of Galilee. She fed me dates and olives underneath a lemon tree. She kissed me till my sunburned lip was blistered, parched dry. But I never knew what kissing was till I kissed Lorelai, Lorelai. You think she don't exist, but if she ever kissed you, boys, you know that you'd been kissed. For kissing is her specialty, her one and only dish. 'Cause Lorelai's a mermaid, half a woman, half a fish. Lorelai, Lorelai.
Lorelai's a mermaid, half a woman, half a fish. Isn't that great?
It's so beautiful. I really like that one a lot.
Yes.
I need my own copy.
Lonnie Donegan. I think Lonnie Donegan really, for the whole British, like whatever happened in the UK, anything about rock and roll or whatever you may call it, I think before Lonnie Donegan, no, there wasn't much. So he was a pioneer and he was great.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to follow up.
No, you got it. Another sinner record.
Yeah, I do. Just
you're not a good person.
Keep on
you're a sinning.
Keep on doing what you're good at. Sinner Man from Corey Wells. This is Valiant.
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 Mm-hmm.
Label.
Is it Canadian? No. Somehow, I don't know how about you. Somehow, whenever I see this type of font, like on this label, like on Herald, these are mostly Canadian pressings. So I don't know. Is Valiant? Is it Canadian? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And does it even matter? I don't think so.
It would be interesting, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play you an. After that, I'm gonna play you an American pressing of a British record. After that, again, so we stay in Europe.
Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? All on that day, under the sea, sea, won't you hide me? Under the moon, moon, won't you hide me? Under the stars, stars, won't you hide me? On that day, should have been a praying. Lord said, sinner man, you should have been a praying. Lord said, sinner man, you should have been a praying. All on that day. Well, sing, 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 won't you hide me? Sing, sing, sing. all on that day.
Now, Scava, tell me, you once told me that I don't like garage. I don't like 60s garage. 60s garage is not my thing.
It's not what my thing normally, but there are exceptions to the rule.
This is a
and he's
a
now I think one. He's trying to talk me out of that it doesn't belong in my collection.
I think it belongs in my collection because I love garage.
Just like he did with Run Boy Run, which are both really good records.
I know.
We'll see about that.
Nah. You get something else for that. Yeah, by the way, Valiant
I'll
Records.
Lonnie Donegan.
You take Lonnie Donegan, okay. Valiant Records, by the way, is not Canadian. Just figure that out. You know, we have this thing in our hands here that's called a mobile phone. I don't have one. You have one. Yes, I always use your stuff. I use your records. I use your phone.
Use me.
Speaking of garage, here's a British record. I guess you all know this. It's also another evergreen type of thing, like something, you know, not obscure at all, but it is such a monster. It is an absolute prototype monster garage thing, and it is my favorite Animals record, and I really like Eric Burdon's voice, and he's just good, and this is I'm Crying, and it's great. What happened? This is a crime against music. I didn't listen to this 45 to the very end because I thought, you know, it's a cheapo. They faded it out. They didn't play it till the end. It just fades out. Who did that? MGM. MGM US. They faded it out. I'm gonna sue you. It has a nice ending. They just faded it. Horrible. That's really sad. Produced by Mickey Most.
From Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse, Mickey Most. Oh, that made me just a little bit sad. Anyway.
Oh, no. Scabba. We've had two of the records we played now that we didn't expect that.
Yes.
Turn
we should
out
listen
so
to our records before when
at
we
least
buy
the
them.
End, maybe.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess we're going to announce now, I guess.
We do.
This is a new one for me as well that I found. So this is The Connoisseurs.
The Connoisseurs.
Count Macabre.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, wait. Yeah. What does it go again? What is it? Count Macabre.
Connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
On the M/P label.
Oh, M/P, yo.
M-P. So here we go.
A certain chick lies underground. She cannot rest until she is found. She's been dead and sort of blue. I'll tell you why and you'll be in too. Midnight and she sighs, he hidden reply, no eyes. Her grave is filled with restlessness. She yearns to be his new countess. Yet he never fails to mention someone out there should pay attention. He knows she's there someday and she'll farewell. Come on, come. Is filled with restlessness.
She wants Macabre.
She yearns to be his new countess.
He hears her song.
Yet he never fails to mention.
But he's no snob.
Someone out there should pay attention.
Snubs his heart drop.
He knows she's there someday. She'll fail with
Macabre.
No Macabre. No Macabre. No, 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 no.
That was madness.
Those loving arms that held me tight are holding someone else tonight. I love her so. How could I know she was a tramp? Those flirting eyes that told such lies are flirting now with other guys. I was naive, couldn't believe she was a tramp. I guess I knew deep in my heart she wasn't true. But it was too late, right from the start. I was in love, what could I do? Those tender lips, that kiss so sweet, are kissing every guy they meet. I loved her so, how could I know she was a tramp? Thank you. that kiss so sweet. I kiss in every guy they meet. I love her so, how could I know she was a tramp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice blues here.
From Crazy Madness to yes. Bringing It Down.
The Connoisseurs, it kind of got on my nerves, this yeah. record. It was kind of nuts.
A bit of everything,
jazzy over the top, craziness. Yeah, that was a tramp, Dave Lowe.
What'd you call me?
Nah, Inch. She was a tramp. Did I just make an accidental Trump impersonation? She was a tramp.
Oh, no.
He was a Trump. Do we have any Trump news today? Something?
I don't want to even go. Let's avoid all that.
Let's avoid that. For now, we're going to come back to you in... When is the election? Soon. Yeah. We're going to come back to you. On Liberty Bell, that was it. You know, liberty is a good thing. Remember that?
Just not in your trip Trump voice. No one would believe you.
No.
This next record is also MGM, and I'm hoping there's no fade out.
There's no fade out in it. Yeah.
No, I don't think there is. But this is a Merle Kilgore, another Merle Kilgore song, "The Bell Witch," and it's really good. It's just the chorus gets really poppy.
A little bit poppy, but I'm fascinated by Merle Kilgore's '60s or early '60s stuff because the early recordings of Merle Kilgore had his really high-pitched, typical hillbilly voice, and then he did those really low vocal things. And I don't know, he has an extremely good voice on all those recordings. And you wouldn't listen to an early or few years later Merle Kilgore records and ever believe it's the same guy, but he is. The Bell Witch.
When night rains lash the hills around Springfield, Tennessee, lightning flashes, thunder rolls down the valleys. The old timers say the commotion up there is the Bell Witch screaming through the night for the soul of one John Bell. John Bell chose another bride, and so the witch chose suicide. He broke his vows to this child of hell, the scorn which cursed the name of Bell. Satan's sister, they called the girl with coal black hair, all a whirl, her evil eyes and devilish ways laid John Bell in his grave. The Bell Witch, she walks the night, a moving spirit no one can fight. She walks in silent rows of death till the family of Bell has drawn their last breath. Death freed John from pain and strife. The Bell Witch still clings to life, planning vengeance when she may to old John's kin until this day. Lovers all heed this curse, fear for death or something worse. The witch runs screaming through the dark, for untrue lovers bear her mark. The Bell Witch, she walks the night, a moving spirit no one can fight. She walks in silent rows of death to the family of Bell has drawn their last breath. Ever Springfield you go near, strange sounds in the night you might hear. The wind should give a mournful cry, it's the Bell Witch walking who never died. The Bell Witch, she walks the night, a moving spirit no one can fight. She walks in silent rows of death till the family of Bell has drawn their last breath.
To the Rochester, come on with the mission to the Rochester, where Rochy and will stomp a baby all night long. A baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Baby, all night long, making love to you. baby, tonight I'm gonna draw my pay. I hit a juke joint and toss it all away. I'm all dressed up with the blue jeans on. We're gonna do that Rochester. Come on over to me and do the Rochester Stomp. Well, won't you have a stomp, baby, all night long? Baby, don't you know I hit my favorite song? Yeah!
It is so simple and so great. And another good example to show that I don't know what to say other than I think Grady Martin still has the perfect guitar sound. There is no guitar sound better than Grady Martin, for this kind of music at least. That was Shady Wall. What?
Shady
of course,
Wall.
That was Webb Pierce. He recorded this as an alias on as Shady Wall. Webb Pierce, the new raunchy. Pretty good. Simple, cheap record. I mean, look at what you can do with a guitar riff that is extremely simple. Every kid can play it. If you get the right sound, it's going to sound amazing.
Amazing.
That looks like a Hammond record you got there, Scott.
Yeah,
what is
it? It's a G, G minus. I'm not sure. It's still playable. It still sounds okay.
What is it?
I played the Witch's Bell, so I figured.
The Bell Witch. The, Bell the
Witch.
Witch's Bell.
Mm-hmm. The Bell Witch. I can play Satan's Bell now.
Okay, there she goes.
This is Lawton Williams on the D level.
Lawton Williams.
Lawton Williams.
And then we're almost out of the show today.
Get off of my shoulder, stop ringing that bell. I know you're Satan, I know you well. Told you once that we were through, don't want no more to do with you. Get off of my shoulder, stop ringing that bell.
Satan's bell, Satan's bell. Oh.
You always try to tempt me into doing wrong. Always try to lead me where I don't belong. Get off of my shoulder, cause I can tell that bell you're ringing is Satan's bell.
Satan's bell, Satan's bell.
I've been forgiven, now all is well. Only fools would follow you and do the things I used to do. Get off of my shoulder, stop ringing that bell. You always try to tempt me into doing wrong. Always try to lead me where I don't belong. Get off of my shoulder, cause I can tell that bell you're ringing is Satan's bell.
Satan's bell, Satan's bell.
That bell you're ringing is Satan's bell.
Satan's bell, Satan's bell.
Yes, we interrupt this again because we really were almost out of time. And I have something that's kind of different here. This is an interesting record. Johnny Cole, War No More. I guess you already guessed that this is an anti-war song, which we like, because, I mean, who likes war at all? It's a not a genius record, but it's got pretty good lyrics, and wait till the end. It's got, the last verse is really good. Listen to that.
It's chilling.
It's chilling. And, oh, nice. After that, we're going to play you one more record, and I think that's about it. So we're going to talk again in a few minutes.
Well, here I am back in Tennessee. I spent 4 years in the infantry. I struggled through the mud and fought the enemy, but I finally got back home. And I hope we never have another war. No more, I know, sir. Cause I wouldn't like to go to war no more. I never liked the feel of a battleground. I never liked the boom of a cannon sound. But we'll never let nobody ever push us around. Still, I hope we never have another war. No more. No, sir. No war. Cause I wouldn't like to go to war no more. War no more. I like to walk in the sun. I like to have all my fun. Going to find a girl for me and raise a family. And if they come a knocking at my door once more, to tell me once again that I got to go to war, I'm gonna look them in the eye and say I ain't afraid to die. But I hope we never have another war. No more. No, sir. Cause I wouldn't want to go to war no more. War no more. Now I've been in a battle maybe two or three. One day I shot a man from a tall oak tree. He fell to the ground and what did I see? A soldier laying dead and he looked just like me. So I hope we never have another war no more. No, sir. Cause I wouldn't like to go to war no more. Like I say, like I say. I never liked the feel of a battleground. I never liked the boom of a cannon sound. But we'll never let nobody ever push us around. Still, I hope we never have another war no more. No, sir. Cause I wouldn't like to go to war no more. No, sir. No war.
What?
That was so
this thing
beautiful.
Is gonna haunt you for the next 3 weeks. You're gonna wake up in the night with the walking blues. This is pretty great.
It's really great. It's one of my favorites. It's Curly Sanders and the Curly Sanders and the Sandtones.
And the Sandtones on
Walking
Concept.
Blues on Concept. Records.
You played the flip side too. No.
That's
a great record. Wow. I want to sit down. I want to take a shower now. Instead, I'm going to, we stay in the same speed. We're going to end the show now. We're going to say goodbye. I play you something that is almost disturbingly sexy, I would say.
Whoa.
It is Wayne Cochran, you know, Wayne Cochran, Wayne Cochran. And he's gonna talk dirty to you with the coup. And it is, I love it. It's great.
When you think of him.
It's
kind of disturbingly sexy.
It is kind of disturbing, but he was cool. He was cool. And if you think he's sexy, listen to this record and think, oh, yeah, baby. And then look for pictures of him. And you're still going to think, man, that guy was cool. And we are not cool, but we are Gali Gash OG. We didn't even mention that. That was a radio show called Gali Gash OG, episode 13, with the word that I forgot. What's this fear of 13?
Don't even try to pronounce it. Australophobia.
Yeah, Google that. We are...
What?
No, I wanted to build another...
I'm Mama.
Yes, that's right. Good for you.
Who are you?
I'm Mighty
Who
Mishka.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Mighty Mishka. And I'm out of here.
Ciao.
Goodbye. See Adios. You next time.
Now, listen to me, baby. There's a real cool thing going around. Everybody's calling it the coup, and it's going all over town. Now, I'm going to tell you how to do it, so listen real close. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Just put your soft, warm lips to my ear. Tell me the words that I want to hear. Oh, baby. And then you coo to me, baby. Oh, come on now. Coo to me, baby. Oh, baby. Coo to me, baby. One more time. Coo to me, baby. Coo to me, baby. Oh, whisper in my ear. Now, I tell you, baby, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make some mad love to you. Cause now that I've taught you how to coo. Oh, baby. Yeah. We're gonna make like the love buds do. Oh, baby. Yeah, and you can coo to me, baby. Yeah, coo to me, baby. Catch on fast, huh? Coo to me, baby. There you go. Yeah, coo to me, baby. Oh, coo to me, baby. Oh, whispering. Yeah, baby.